Welcome to Meatball Pod, Meatballs.
Welcome back. So excited to be back and getting things together after the holidays. Wait, did we do Thanksgiving? We already did Thanksgiving. I'm like confused. Honestly, I'm so confused with the dates at this point.
No, yeah, Thanksgiving happens.
I'm like, wait, where are we in December?
I feel like we're in the stressful weeks. Like, I can't believe Christmas is like 20 days away, not even. And I just feel like everything is going so fast that I feel like I haven't like fully decorated my house yet, even though like it is fully decorated. But yeah, I just got my tree yesterday. I just feel like everything is happening so quick and I'm not ready.
Oh, same. I feel like it's happening so quick and I'm like slow down because I got all the shopping done I needed to get done, but like I'm trying to go through my playroom because it's a freaking disaster right now. Mm-hmm. Honestly, right now I'm just letting it look like a bomb goes off. And then eventually I'm going to just like have, when CJ's at school, I'm going to drop Cameron off at my mom's and I'm going to just get all of the toys that are in good condition and donate them. And then everything else is just like, that's broken. It's just going in the trash. So, yeah, they're probably going to lose their freaking minds, but I have no more room. I'm like, I have no more room for anything. So that's like my next move during this holiday fun is trying to get rid of toys in their playroom.
Oh, yeah. So we ended up doing that last week because I was like, if you guys want more toys from Santa, like you have to make room and we have to donate, because I make sure to tell them like every year, you know, like a lot of kids are not like you and they can't get these toys and we need to help and all of this stuff. So I got rid of three big, you know, like the big black bags, like the, what are they called? Yeah, the big bags. I got rid of three bags of those, of like used toys that I think, you know, kids can use.
Yeah.
And then I threw away like two bags of just like stupid, like knickknacks that like, you know, like missing parts of a toy, like shit that's like useless.
Exactly. So that's exactly what my plan is to do next week. But as of now, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just letting that play. Usually I'm an OCD mess, but I just keep shutting the door. So I'm like, I am going to be getting rid of half these things. I'm not putting them away. I'm just letting them go free for all in there.
Yeah.
And then I will eventually clean up. But my OCD is screaming.
Thank you, Zanny.
Like shutting the door. And like, I'm usually like always playing in the playroom with them, but I can't because it's such a mess. So I'm like, just go in the playroom, grab whatever toy you want to play with and bring it out and we'll play it out here.
Oh, I know. It's the worst. There,
I'm just going to be like, oh my God, I need to freaking clean this place up.
I know. And even if you guys like don't have kids, I just feel like purging, and you don't have to do it before the holidays, but like after the holidays, you see what you get, you see what everyone gave you, and then you can like go through your closet, donate, you know, shit that you don't need anymore, that you don't wear, and don't be a hoarder. I used to be a hoarder so bad that I was like, oh, I'm not going to get rid of this because it's so sentimental to me. It was like a sweater that, you know, I wore in high school or something. And now I'm just like, no, like you're not an actual person. You don't have feelings. You're just a shirt. I need to get rid of you. So I definitely encourage purging your entire house whenever you can, because you just feel so much better. And then you can get new things that are like actually new and not 25 years old.
Yeah. I mean, that actually, do you know how long I kept that denim outfit? Because that
oh
was
my God, stop it.
Outfits. I probably recently got rid of it. And I'm like, oh, why am I keeping this thing? Like, I'm not wearing it anymore.
Yeah, but also that's kind of iconic. Like, you could put that in your office or something.
No, I got rid of it. And now I'm like regretting getting rid of it. I'm like, cool. Like,
oh, I know. Like, all the stuff we used to wear during like our meatball days and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, our iconic outfits that, you know, when people dress up like us for Halloween, they wear. I'm like, oh my God, I wish I kept all that shit. But when I moved into my house, I wanted nothing to do with like old school Jersey Shore. I literally just put it all away and donated it. And now I'm just like, shit, I should have saved some of those shirts.
I know. Same here. And then like, I feel like with the playroom, I'm a hoarder even with like the boys, because I'm like, oh, but they got this when they were one. It doesn't work. It's broken. But I'm like, but they had it when they were one. It was
no, literally just toss it.
I have a full closet of like just old stuff, like old stuffed animals, which I might keep a couple and put them in their room.
Well, like in your spare room?
Like in their room, because they don't really have toys in their room. I mean, they don't sleep in their room, so why am I putting
Yeah, literally same. Like, so, why do you have a room?
though their room is just like a nice clean room right now. I don't need to put more toys somewhere else that they don't need to be in if they're not going to be in there. But I figure like some of like the stuffed animals they had when they were little, I could put in like their closets just so I could have them. Or like, you know, they could, when they have kids, they can pass them down to those, their kids. But everything else, I just have to, I might have to just, I tend to, when I'm like a little bit buzzed and off of wine, I tend to give a little less shit. So I might just like have a little glass of wine and just go through and just freaking get rid of everything.
Oh, I can't. And speaking of our kids sleeping with us, Giovanna officially sleeps in her room now.
Does she?
So Lorenzo, he's been since like 9. You know, he's like a boy. He's always playing his Fortnite, and then he goes to bed and he's on his phone. So Lorenzo's 11. He's a lost cause now. He'll only sleep with me like if he doesn't feel good, or like if he really missed me if I was away, which is like amazing. But it's not every night. So I still have Angelo to like, you know, sleep on me and like take up the whole bed and kick me at night, which I love. But Giovanna, she used to be, it used to be Angelo and Gigi sleeping with me. But now Giovanna, she's 9 and she's like a tween. Now she's sleeping in her room now.
Yeah, she's like, now this is embarrassing, Mom. I have to go into the other room.
She like likes her privacy now, and she closes her door. And like I walk in, she's just like on her bed brushing her hair. And I'm just like, no, like I lost her. She's not a baby anymore.
Aww. Yeah, I have. Both of them, Callie and Chris, we're all in the bed.
Yeah, enjoy it. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I mean, I think my back is like.
Oh yeah, you're definitely gonna have issues.
But like me and Chris are literally hanging off the bed and they're sleeping diagonal. But I don't even care. When they're ready to go in their room, they will. I'm just gonna be a stickler. And like I know some people judge, but I'm. Judge away.
I don't give a shit.
Judge away. They're not going to want to hug. They're not going to want to cuddle with me later on. Like, I'm already getting, like, eyes from CJ. Like, don't touch me, Mom. I'm like, oh, you're 4.
Oh, no, that's too early.
I'm like, you're going to be 5. I get it. But no, you're going to still cuddle Mommy.
I'm going to say, cut it out.
Yeah, I'm like, you're too. No, Mommy's still cuddling you. Get out of here.
Yeah, so it's sad, but.
But Cam, on the other hand, he's a big cuddle bug. He's a little bit of a maniac, but he's a cuddle bug.
Oh, he's such a munchkin. And by the way, I texted you something really cute, like a video that reminded me of something Chris would do for the kids, and you never wrote back.
Wait, really?
Yes. Can you watch it? So I sent Dina this video. First of all, the two boys look just like Cameron and CJ.
Oh, my God. Like, wait a second.
You idiot.
I did.
You ignored me.
But you know what's so weird? I think I thought I responded to you because my mother-in-law sent me the same video.
Because it looks like the boys.
It does look like them, right?
Weird. I feel like Chris would do it.
Yeah, so we were actually thinking of having James do it because Chris will have to be there. So not daddy.
All right, so just so you guys know what we're talking about, I saw a video of these two kids who look just like Tina's sons.
It was so weird.
And so they started this family tradition, which I love because I feel like, you know, we have to make up these family traditions, even though we had some as kids. Like, I feel like you need to, like, you know, do something new. So during Christmas Eve, the dad dresses up as Santa. Why am I whispering? The kids are
here. I think it's the grandfather.
Oh, yeah, whoever.
You're whispering.
Dressed up as Santa. And they're putting, you know, putting the presents, and he's, like, leaning over, putting the presents down. And the mom's like, come on, he's here. But you have to take a quick, quick peek, and then you have to go back to bed, or he's not going to leave the presents. And they just look out, and they see Santa, and they're like, freaking out, and it's just, like, such a magical moment. And then they run back to their beds. And I'm just like, oh, my God, this would be so cute for the boys because I feel like they're still young. And, you know, it's still, like, the magical experience. I was like, oh, my God, do you have to do this?
They get pumped over the elves.
They're so cute.
Yeah, it is. So 2 nights I did great. Like, they went to sleep. Like, I was able to, like, sometimes, like, lately they've been they've been going to sleep before me, outlasting me. And I'm like, usually when they go to sleep before me, I'm like, great. But so they've been, like, staying up. I'm like, what's going on? Like, you need to go to bed. And then I wind up falling asleep with them. And then I'm like,
yeah, oh. And then you got to run and toss the elves. Yeah. Somewhere.
And then I wake up at like 4:30 in the morning and I'm like, oh my God. The mm-hmm. elves, the elves are still freaking there. So like last night I ran down. I'm like, okay, what am I doing? I'm like, oh, I didn't have like anything planned because all this stuff for the elves is in the basement and I didn't want them to wake up, hear the basement door open. Mm-hmm. So I just did cookies. I'm like, oh, it's chocolate chip cookies for breakfast. Like whatever. No,
it's so easy. The other day I forgot. And I heard Giovanna start waking up and I'm like, shit, because Giovanna is like still like super obsessed and she wakes up and she's like, where's the elf? Like, what's happening? So I totally forgot and I ended up just like grabbing them and I threw them on the bed with the other stuffed animals and I was like, where are they? But it's just like, I always forget. And yeah, especially if they go to sleep before you, it's just like shit because you're sleeping. And then you wake up and then everyone's up and they're like, why didn't they move? I'm like, oh, maybe they need some magical dust.
They're like, was I bad? I'm like, no. Honestly, I haven't ever not moved them so far. So.
Oh, I definitely forgot a lot of times.
But so do your kids still like believe in Santa and everything? I know like Lorenzo's 11 and Sissy's not up. What, 9 or 10?
9.
9, yeah.
No, yeah, so Lorenzo, I feel like he still believes. He still believes in the elf and stuff like that. Still believes in Santa.
I love it.
Yeah, so he's in 5th grade, but he has some of his friends, like, saying Santa's not real, the elf's not real. And I'm just like, listen, if that's what you think, then keep it to yourself, but don't ruin it for everybody else. I freaking hate that.
Me
so,
too.
So I tell Lorenzo, I'm like, listen, if they don't believe, they don't receive. They're not getting, you know, presents because they don't have the holiday spirit. And I feel like... I don't remember when I stopped believing. I always believed until I found the presents in my mom's closet. And I'm like, fuck. Like I literally was hysterically crying.
Yeah, I feel like I believed until I was like, I want to say I didn't. At one point, I knew it wasn't real, but I still loved the magic of Christmas. So I just
really? I always believed.
Well, I think I was like 13, 14. Like I was older.
Oh, that's when you found out?
No, I didn't. I think I never, like, told my parents I didn't find out because I still had the magic of Christmas. So I, like, kept going. I'm like, oh, Santa looks, like, you know, like, just, like, for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually they knew I didn't believe. But I'm just hoping that's what my kids, I hope that, like, I give them such magical memories like my parents did that they want to continue doing it for as long as they can.
Yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, even when I found out that, you know, it was my parents, I still was, like, super excited, just as always, for Christmas and, like, you know, getting gifts and just, like, the festivities and being with family. So, like, didn't actually ruin, you know, Christmas and everything. It just, like, made me feel like an adult. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what else isn't real?
Cool.
God. My whole life is a lie.
Yeah. I hate when I hear kids, like, are in school trying to ruin other kids' imagination.
Oh, pisses me off, man.
Enough. Let them be kids.
Literally. Let them believe if they want to believe. So I had Giovanna's cheer competition this weekend in Kentucky. And she really wanted her.
She did great.
No, yeah, she killed it, but she really wanted her elf to come. So I had to go and get the elf carrier. And then I had to put the elf in the carrier and then, you know, having to move it in the freaking hotel. So before we left, I was like I made signs. I got like a skewer stick and I broke it in half. And then I made like signs saying CJA, let's go team and like all this stuff. And then I brought like goodies and stuff like that. So I actually did like a really cute elf job in the hotel for her. But yeah, she did amazing and she came in first place, national champ, and then she got a bid to Summit. So Summit is basically like the World Series of cheerleading at the end of the season, and it usually takes like a long time to actually get a bid. So you need a bid to actually attend it. So basically saying you guys are good enough, you can go. So it's like an invitation. And she got it the first competition, which is, like, unheard of. So I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to kill it this season.
Cheerleading is crazy pants.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Because I know you were talking about how they can't dye their hair and everything. It's very strict.
Oh, yeah, very strict. Like, you have to have natural hair. You can't have, like, hot pink or hot blue. So, and your fingernails, they can't be painted. They have to be, like, a clear coat. And
when you're at cheerleading and you're taking care of Sissy's elf, is Gianni over there taking care of the boys' elves?
No, he forgot.
Oh, man.
So the elves literally stayed in the same spot for 3 days. So when I got back, like, Giovanna, the worst. So when I got back, Giovanna ran right to the boys' elves, and she goes, they're in the same spot. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know what? Maybe they were missing, Sissy elf, and they were just waiting for her, or maybe the cleaning ladies touched them, and they lost their magic. So I ended up getting this, like, tube of glitter. It's, like, white glitter, and I wrote on it, elf magic. So she got that, and she sprinkled it on the elf. So, you know, of course, they moved again. But, yeah, he totally forgot.
Come on, Gianni.
Come on, bro.
I can't.
Typical. Yeah, so they were stuck in the spot the whole time. But, no, yeah, she did a good job. And I just love, like, the whole vibe of cheerleading because, you know, cheer's my life. I've done it. And the fact that, like, Giovanna loves it and just has the same passion and love for it. And she's so freaking good. She's only 9 years old. I'm just so freaking proud of her. But I love the fact that all the moms are as crazy as me. Like, they're all pumped. They got their whistles. They're screaming. We're all, like, freaking out. We're crying. and then we all have our tumblers. So in the tumblers at cheer competitions, when you see a mom holding a tumbler, even if it's at like 9 o'clock in the morning, there's a mimosa in there. There's a White Claw. Everybody is drinking.
Fun.
So much fun.
Good time.
Well, yeah. So obviously we're not like going crazy and, you know, blacking out because, you know, we have our kids, but we are drinking the whole freaking day. Mimosas, and then we have, our hard seltzers. So everybody that has a tumbler at a cheer comp, you know, we're drinking.
Oh, I like it. I like it. It sounds like a good time.
And so it was fun. And now I'm back home and, you know, trying to get ready for Christmas with presents. I want to make sure, like, I get the same amount for each kid. That's, like, my dilemma all the time.
I know. I do that, too, with Cameron. But basically, I'm just – Cameron basically wants exactly what CJ gets at this point. So kind of like getting kind of the same gifts, but a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Don't freaking fight over everything because they will. Cameron, they literally just want whatever the other one has at this because they're 2 and 4, you know, so whatevs. So it's kind of like they're getting the same thing, but they're pumped. They can't wait.
I feel like it's totally fine. And then everyone's like, what do you want?
I know.
And I'm just like, I don't know, maybe like a date night, like a nice date night.
Oh, that's funny you said that because I actually said that to my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. I was like, you know, just me and Chris haven't been on a date in a while. So they're going to get us like a gift certificate and they're going to babysit. That's part
love
of
it.
That's part of the present. Mm-hmm. So they're going to babysit and get us, a certificate to a nice restaurant. So I'm pretty pumped about that. And then I'm just like, I don't know, sentimental things from about my family. I like sentimental stuff. And as I was decorating my tree, I love ornaments and like being like, oh, like this person got us this or this, what, this was your first. I love like sentimental things like, oh, this was your first ornament. This was your first Christmas. Like decorating the tree this year was fun because like CJ was like understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
So like then he would ask me like, ooh, what's this ornament? I'm like, oh, well, this is, you know, this, your grandma got you this, you know, and she's no longer here. Like grandpa got you this. Well, great grandma isn't here. But yeah, so I love Christmas. So sweet and sentimental. But, you know, I don't know. I love it. Like we just did magical encounters in Freehold and the boys did such cute pictures with Santa and they meet Santa and they like play with him and they do a whole thing. So that was
cute.
Cool. And then we're going to do the New Hope train this Saturday. And then we're doing the Polar Express train up by you. I think like next week.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yeah. So we have a lot. We have a lot coming up. Holiday in the Park at Six Flags we're going to do. And then Holiday in the Park at Storybook Land. So we have a lot coming up. But anyway, are you caught up on Squid Games?
Oh my God. First of all, I finished the last, what they released, 3 more episodes?
Yeah.
I binged it last night. Oh my God, I binged it last night. And when I went to sleep, I had nightmares. I had nightmares of throwing Gianni under the bus for the money. I like left my kids. Like, I was like, oh my God. Because the way they got like so dirty. I was like, oh my God.
Especially like, I feel like we can't say names yet. Because I don't know if if people are even caught up or not.
Okay, well, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about it for a second.
Yeah. And tonight, or this week is the finale is
yeah, it's out. Happening. And I heard it's a shit show.
Oh my God, well, it got so messy. Like Mai, oh my God.
Okay, so she was like, I'm not mad at Mai. Are you mad at Mai?
I didn't like what she did to Roland.
Oh, yeah. But that was after the fact that everyone thought she was dirty anyway.
I was not mad at Mai that she nominated Ashley, because Ashley, yeah, she took her jump for the glass bridge. But in my opinion, it wasn't fair that she expected everybody else to take a jump after her jump when she didn't do that for Trey.
Exactly. And she said that she said, I'm not going to risk myself. You know, I'm here for me. Like, I'm not going to do this. And then she got mad at May for doing the same thing that she did. And like everyone was on Ashley's side. I'm like, you realize that she didn't participate in that group thing.
This is what happened. So if you go on TikTok,
pisses me off.
You could find out. So Chad had put out something. Ashley put out something, and then Trey put out something. They are all kind of similar, but a little different. So Ashley basically said, you know, Trey for himself kept jumping. Chad also said Trey kept jumping.
Because she wouldn't jump.
Right. So Trey said, yes, I did keep jumping, but nobody was stepping up for me to jump. So I had no other thing to do but jump.
Exactly.
And then he said, sure, could I have directly said to Ashley, will you take my jump? He's like, I probably should have, but I didn't. And I just kept saying, like, does everybody think I deserve to be number 3? And everybody said no, because he was waiting for Ashley to speak up.
Exactly.
And so he basically said, Ashley's right. I did keep jumping. And she did take her jump. But
she wasn't jumping for anyone else. The team.
Right. And then when she jumped, she was like, okay, I did my jump. Who's stepping up? I'm thinking to myself, you little bitch. Like, no.
Literally, thank you. Thank you. I thought it was just me, because like the whole cast was like, they were like on her side. Like, May, why did you do that to her? Like, what? May actually stuck up for the group, and that's why she did what she did. She was sticking up for everyone. Morons.
That didn't bother me with May. I was like, you know what?
No.
She was trying to stick up for Trey. But I didn't like, cause I really liked Roland. I thought he was like a really stand up guy. He seemed like a really like chill person. He was the only one that was still like being friendly to her. So I was so upset with May when she put the thing on the box on his desk. I was like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. That's when she was like dirty. That's when she was like, you know what? Everyone hates me anyway. Fuck this.
And I also didn't like with May how she was talking. She would be like best friends with TJ and like a couple of people.
Oh, that shady bitch.
And then she was like talking bad. So I wasn't a big, So May, I wasn't a big fan of, but Ashley, I wasn't a big fan of either, because I felt like they both are being messy.
Yeah.
So I didn't like what she did to Roland. I felt really bad for Roland. And then I didn't like how, because I thought TJ was a really stand-up guy and he proved that he was like so nice. So, like, the fact...
Oh, yeah, everybody was such a hater on TJ. I think they were jealous.
Oh, for sure. But then how she was talking so badly about TJ, and then TJ picked her first for the...
Yeah, and she was like, I love you, thank you.
I know. I was like, oh, my God, you are one messy little thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah, she looked really dumb there.
But Ashley, even though I didn't like what she did with the glass bridge, she does have... Is it May or Mai? I think it's May, right?
Oh, maybe Mai.
I think it is Mai. We keep calling her Mai. Mai.
Mai.
She has Mai, like, she knows her deal. She's like, no, she's messy. I bet it was her that did it, Roland. So,
oh, yeah, she knew right away.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, not a big fan of Mai anymore. Did like her, and she really made me sad how she was acting. But I get it. Four-something million dollars, you're going to want to get the money. But the fact that there's so many in there, there was still so many in there that were being so, like, loyal to people, I thought was really nice. Like, I felt so bad for Roland. I was like, oh, my God, that he has no idea. He's, like, giving – he's like, I know you wouldn't do that. I'm thinking to myself, no, but she did. She did. She
oh, my God. I would love to see his reaction when he, like, actually watched it. But you see how crazy, like, money turns people. It's, like, $4.4 million. Like, I hardly know these people. I just met them. Like, you want to still stay true to your character. But that's also, like, life-changing money. Like, I feel like I would want to stay true to my character, but also, like, that's life-changing for your entire family.
No,
like, who knows what you would do? Do you know what I mean? Like, you could definitely be out of character just to win that freaking money.
I mean, even just look at – it was probably, like, the third episode when they were all starving, I guess. And the one guy wound up getting the hamburger and french fries and how they all ran there and took all of his food.
Literally just took his food without asking.
Like, oh, my God. I was like –
freaking vultures.
Scavengers.
Scavengers.
This is crazy. And I bet they weren't even in there for that long at that point. You know, that they were like, they took his food like that. He literally sat there. He was like, that was supposed to be mine.
Yeah, he was like, oh, that was, I would have fought for that. I'd been like, get the fuck off my cheese and fries.
That was the one time, what was his name? 432. Oh, the 432 guy, Brighton, I think his name is, where everybody hated him and everybody thought he was the villain. He was like, oh, my God, they're all disgusting. I'm like, I actually agree with this guy. I hate him, but
they're
I agree
all trash.
With him. That's so gross. But, yeah, it's crazy what's happening. And then TJ, I really liked, and I felt like he was like, I felt bad. Like she talked so, and he actually put out a thing.
Oh, you actually follow these people. What are they saying?
Yeah. So I like to follow, like, because now my algorithm, I told you, was all them. Like
they
come up on my, all the players are just coming up. So TJ put out like a statement about Mai, and he was like, yeah, like, you know, everyone's asking me how I feel about Mai talking such, like, so badly about me behind my back. And he was like, it hurt. It definitely hurts. But, you know, you can't control what other people do. So he was still so stand up about it.
Like, see, I knew he was a good guy. Everyone thought he was like a snake.
No, he was still like, you know, there's nothing I could do about it. Of course, it hurts that she would say those things about me. So yeah. And then I was like looking, I started looking for Roland because I'm like, I want to see what he has to say about my putting the box on her desk, on his desk.
Oh my God. Yes.
But he hasn't put a statement out about it. I'm like, come on. I want to hear what he has to say about it. So,
it's so cutthroat. I feel like this show is just like pure reality. Like you're getting people in like insane situations that would make them like come out of character.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like such a good reality show because like the drama and like, I'm like holding my face. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? Throwing my hands in the air. I'm like, well, what the fuck? Like I'm literally screaming at my TV and that's when you know it's a good show. And then they just announced on Netflix that they're getting ready to shoot next season.
Ooh. But you know what? Next season, I feel like we'll be a little different now that everybody knows, like, what to do, like, how it's going to be over there. I feel
I think they're going to definitely have surprises, obviously different challenges. And I think people are going to come in, like, really nasty, like, cutthroat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's going to be insane.
Yeah. So the last episode, I wasn't sure about them, Trey and his mom, but I like them. I wound up really liking them.
Oh, so when she was saying goodbye to him and crying, I started crying.
I know. And, like, I thought it was when they had to sit down, they all found out they were going to be going against their best friends. I was like, no.
Oh, I knew something shady was happening.
I was like, no, not
that. That would be me and you, because me and you would pick each other.
I know.
Be like, come here, meatball. And then it'd be like, oh, my God. Bitch. Like, fuck.
Be like, you're going down, meatball. One thing about the meatballs is we would go head to head, and we will not feel bad about one of us losing.
Oh, yeah, no. But that's why I always like to be on the same team, because we're both, like, really nasty.
Like, go down, you bitch.
We do not like losing.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, so loving Squid Games. I'm excited for the finale.
And so good.
Three left. I want to say I'm hoping that Phil wins.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
know who I want to win. I kind of want Mai to win.
Really? Ugh, I'm annoyed with
that. I kind of want her. I don't know.
I mean, she definitely deserves to win because she's just now being like a cutthroat bitch. But
I just think she's so smart.
She's very smart. Very.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of rooting for her.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Phil,
I don't
too.
Know why, though.
I feel like Phil hasn't changed his character, and he's still doing really well. And in that last competition where he had to guess who put the thing on his box, he had to guess who put the box on his desk, and then he got it right both times. I was like, oh my god.
I was like, is he a wizard? And then I'm like, do they see the people's feet? You know how you used to play 7-Up?
So I don't think so, because they're looking straight and they have the black blindfold on. And then I was thinking that all the guards are walking around, and I guarantee you they cut it out, but I guarantee you they had music playing so that you couldn't hear the footsteps.
Oh yeah, because they had to get up like really quiet.
Yeah.
And like you could hear someone move, I feel.
That's what I think. So I have a feeling there was also music playing, but as an audience, you won't see that. I'll have to text Chelsea and ask.
Like, can you spill the tea, please?
Seriously. Oh my God. But yeah, I started following a whole bunch of them. The mom is actually so funny on TikTok. She does funny stuff. They're a cute family.
Well, we'll see who wins.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week. But before we have to go, let's answer some meatball questions. Last week's questions were great, guys. We really liked last week's questions.
Oh, yeah, I like the random questions.
Yeah.
Like, would you be a rabbit or a turtle?
Wait, here, this one's like, what the hell? How many times in your life do you think you've had chili? 5 to 10 times, 10 to 15 times, 15 to 20, 25 plus.
Oh, like a bowl of chili?
Yeah, it's a really good question when you think about it.
Oh.
Jenna, certified meatball. So I make chili a lot. So I'm going to probably go with 25 plus.
The only time I really have chili is like if my mother-in-law makes it, or I always get the chili at Chili's. I get my margarita and I get my chili soup before like I get my meal.
I love chili.
I don't know if I would say that much.
I do. It's like one of my meals. Like, you know how you like have like your certain meals you make like casually?
Yeah.
Like, so I'll do, like, a homemade chili.
Ooh, do you make it in the crock pot?
No, that I make on the stove.
Mmm.
And it's really good. And then we do it with, like, either chips or we do it with, like, flour tortillas. Mmm. So good.
You gotta send me the recipe.
Yeah, it's super easy. So easy. It's just, like, chopped meat, sauce. And then I use taco seasoning or I use chili seasoning, and that's really it. It's so simple. And then sometimes I'll put like cheese on top and then throw it in.
Oh, I love the melted cheese. I can't have chili without cheese. I am a cheese connoisseur.
And then you put it in like, I don't know, like, you know, a container, and then you throw it in the oven and you let the cheese melt on top of it. Mm-hmm. My God, it's so good.
So good.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to say 25 plus times for me with chili.
I'll say 15. And I would like to have more.
Okay. If you can only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, damn.
I don't have and who it's from. It doesn't say. Wait, there's another funny one after this. Okay. If you could eat one meal.
One meal?
I think I would probably pick, if I had to pick one meal, maybe chicken cutlets or baked ziti, like a really good baked ziti. I love baked ziti. Or my go-to is like grilled cheese. I love grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I think I would do, can it be a meal on a side? Because I would probably do mac and cheese. I could eat mac and cheese all freaking day. It would be mac and cheese and a side of sauteed spinach.
Mm.
Like if yeah. I'm locked in a dungeon and you just feed me that every day, I think I'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say for me, I'm going to say baked ziti because I love a nice, but it has to be a really good bit, like my own baked ziti that I make. It would have to be mm-hmm. like that. So my baked ziti and Italian bread with butter.
Oh, yeah.
I could eat that every day.
You know what's so good? Like when you're ready to like you don't care what you're eating. You don't care if you're like gaining weight or whatever. When you go to a restaurant and they have yummy bread and oil.
Oof, yeah. And then like, you grate a cheese.
Come on down.
Oh, I don't know that always.
Delicious.
Okay, here's a funny one. This is, okay, bear with me with where she's from. Okay, this is from Glenda from Ronkonkoma. Oh, gosh.
Ronkonkoma?
This is Glenda from Ronkonkoma.
Ronkonkoma?
Yeah. Would you let your dog do your taxes if he was qualified as an accountant? Like, what?
Oh, Steph, that's so stupid.
I think it's so funny.
I'm just picturing like, Rocky. I'm picturing Rocky with glasses on the calculator.
Like at a desk?
Like, woof, woof, woof. I think I would trust Rocky because he loves me so much that he doesn't want me to get in trouble. So Rocky would kill it with the taxes.
Yeah, Callie is like a little meatball. So I don't know if I trust Callie with my taxes.
Well, Callie would be drunk.
Callie would be like flipping all over the place.
Literally, doing backflips.
Literally.
That's so stupid.
So right now, Cameron's crying upstairs because I'm doing potty training, like without the diaper. He's in underwears and he's
pissed. Oh, no. Yeah, not great.
But it's just time. He's smart enough. Like he knows when he has to go poop. He tells me and then he just poops in his diaper. I'm like, no. Like, you know, to go to the bathroom. So I just feel like it's time to like, because with CJ, he did it on his own. When he was ready, he was like, I tried a little bit with CJ, but he just wasn't ready and he wasn't even like trying with me.
Mm.
So I was like, all right, when CJ's ready, he'll do it. And he did. When he was ready, he like cold turkey, no diaper. Great. Cameron, I'm like, okay, maybe I do that. But he's just too comfortable. So I'm like, all right, no, today we're doing just underwears. We're doing underwears. If you have an accident on the floor, it's fine. I didn't tell him that, though. I said, you need to go pee-pee and cocky in the toilet. So he's not happy. He wants his diaper on, but I have to stand strong over here.
Oh, yeah, it's a struggle. Not easy.
But he's 2.5. It's time. Like, it's time to try at least. And then if he's not ready, then, you know, but I know he's ready. He knows when he has to go. Like some days he goes on the toilet and then some days he just decides he doesn't want to go on the toilet. So I have to just not give him an option, I think.
He's just giving you a hard time and he loves it.
Yeah. So today he's in underwears.
Underwears.
Okay. Okay. If you could go back to any time in history, not the Titanic, it says.
Rude.
Where would it be and what would you be doing? And that's Jenna Certified Meatball.
I would literally say the Titanic. She ruined my answer.
No, I think because she knows you would go to the Titanic.
I think I would go back to the Gatsby era because ooh. I just love the whole like Gatsby like look and how they dressed. And I just feel like the city was like starting to grow and it was just like such a fun time. And, you know, obviously my wedding was Gatsby. So I would go back to what? Like the 1920s?
Yeah.
I just feel like I love that look. Like the flapper look.
I don't know. A historical event. Yeah, I don't know.
Dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs? No, thank you. I would be a petrified. I would not leave my leaf. I feel like I would just be stuck in a bush. God.
You would petrified. Die.
Oh, abso-freaking-lutely. Absolutely. I feel like the 70s was a good time.
Ooh, you want to be like a hippie?
Yeah, I feel like that could be fun.
Yeah.
Like going to like, yeah, I feel like the 70s could be fun. Or I have to tell you, I mean, I'd go back to the 80s with the big hair.
Wait, was it supposed to be a historical event?
Oh, what are we doing? Are we wrong?
I was just like, Gatsby.
And I'm just going off you. Yeah.
It's supposed to be something different.
Yeah, I think it has to be an historical event.
Oh,
I'm like trying to think of a historical event.
Same. What's a historical event?
I always find like the movies with like Salem witch trials interesting.
Yeah, but then I would be a witch and I would get burned.
Yeah, I would definitely be somebody. They would definitely think I'm a witch because I'm weird.
Yeah, they would think we're 100% witches. Like, especially when we're drinking like the alcohol, like we're gonna act freaking weird. When we're drinking the alcohol from the barrels in the Salem witch trials, they're gonna meet Dren and Mina and think we're the devil.
But I think I would be friends with the witches. I think witches are fun. Like I would
be a witch.
Like practical magic. Oh my god, they're awesome. I love practical magic. The movie?
Oh, I never watched it.
Oh,
but I like it.
Shut up. You never
watched it. What's it about?
It's witches. It's about witches, and they're like, they have a curse of like anytime they get married or fall in love, the guy dies. And it's all about like breaking the curse, and you know, so much stuff happens. It's one of my favorite Halloween movies. Favorite.
This sounds familiar. I wonder if I saw it.
They all like, they dance and they drink margaritas.
Ooh, that would be us.
Sandra Bullock's in it. And, oh my God, why am I having a brain fart?
Oh, I have to watch this.
You have to watch. I cannot believe you haven't.
I feel like I might have.
Nicole
I don't know.
Nicole Kidman. So Nicole Kidman's in it and Sandra Bullock.
Okay. I have to watch
it. You have to watch it. Can you please watch it before our next podcast so we can talk about it? Because I love it.
Yeah, remind me.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Remind me, I'll watch it.
Okay. So yeah, I would probably, I guess, go back to Salem witch trials because I like witches.
And then we would get burned at the stake because we're weird.
Yeah, they would definitely think there's something off about us.
And that's that.
Okay, here's a good one for you. Snooki, can you give us the inside scoop from your one and only time in jail? Allison from Manahawkin, New Jersey.
Ooh. Well, you went to jail too, right?
Yes, but you're...
All right, let's tell both of our experiences. So from what I remember, I remember taking pictures of my mugshot. And I'm like, ew, that was gross. Do it again. And they wouldn't do it again. And I got mad because I was like, I just did a really ugly picture for my mugshot. Like, that's when I started to, like, come back. Like, you know, because I blacked out, obviously. So I, like, remember doing my mugshot. And I was like, oh, I'm so annoyed. And then the cops were actually being really nice to me. They let me sit in the swivel chair and I ate a donut. And then they were like, all right, you actually have to get into the cell now. So I was like, okay. So I went to the cell. It felt like I was there for 2 days, but I lay down on the freaking cement bench and I fell asleep. And then I woke up and you guys came to get me. And remember when you came to get me, I was like, oh, can we go to Denny's? Cause I wanted pancakes. Like we didn't freaking go to
time.
Yeah. I thought I stayed there overnight. I was literally there for like an hour and we went back to the house. I like called my dad and everything. And then everyone was getting ready for karma. I'm like, oh no, I cannot go out tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but didn't they give you a sandwich?
I don't remember sandwich, but I remember they were giving me their donuts.
Oh, okay.
And I was like sobering up.
Yeah, I went and I like called like a million people from their phone. I called like Chris, I called my parents, I called Ronnie, or I think Ronnie picked up the phone. I called the Shore House.
Well, it actually felt crazy because I was pregnant during this time. And I remember I had to drive the van. So I felt like an actual mom. Like, I was like, oh my God, is this my life? Like, I'm going to pick up my kid at jail. Jenny's freaking foot is broke. So I got to get her in the car. I'm pretty sure like Ron was drunk. So I was like the mom, like driving everyone around in our dysfunctional family, picking you up from jail. Jenny's like, you know, she's on crutches and shit. Ron's wasted. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. And then that night my parents came.
I don't remember. Did you get in trouble?
Oh yeah. My dad was like decent, but then like my mom was pissed.
Yeah.
And that was the iconic, what are you going to tell the judge? You're having a meatball day?
You're like, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
That's what I was doing.
That is what I was doing. Good times. But okay, I feel like we went through. Do we go through all the meatball questions? Okay, here's one. What's your favorite flavor of Messy Mama? Mine would probably be... I really like all of your wines. I really love all of Messy Mama.
Yeah, I really love Raunchy Red. It's my new one. But I have to say, in the summertime, I really love my rosé. I can literally have a glass of wine, a glass of it, and put ice cubes in it. And I have one glass, and I literally feel tipsy.
Yeah, I like when we film and we are, like, gonna day drink. I love the Rowdy Rosé.
Oh, so good.
But then I also really like your Cabernet. What is the Cabernet? It's
a Cab Merlot, and it's the Raunchy Red.
The Raunchy Red, yeah.
Yeah, it's a red blend. So you get all of our favorites in one, and oh, it's just delicious. And I actually ran out. I have to get some more. But for the holidays, bitches, make sure you get your Messy Mama. Stock up.
Yes, it's so good. Send some to my house, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I'll send you some.
All right. I feel like on that note, we did it. I'm excited to come back next week and talk about the finale of the Squid Games and Practical Magic, Nicole, because you have to watch it. I guarantee you all of our listeners are so shocked that you never saw Practical Magic, being you are so into like witches and stuff.
Well, let me see what it looks like. Practical. How old is it?
It's older. Like Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock were young.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've seen this.
It's good.
What a sin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I know what I'm watching this week.
Good. I'm so excited. We'll talk about it next week.
All right, Dee, we did it.
We did it, Nicole. Let's go get sauce.